Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday. We have a guest in the house here today. His name is Brady Holt. Brady is out of Belton, Texas, which is like halfway between Dallas and San Antonio. And we're happy to have him here today to explain to you his investments in real estate. Brady, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adele. I really appreciate it.
Take us back to way, way, way back when you decided that you wanted to do something like real estate investing. What was your stimulus?
So I ended up going through a job loss in 2014, and I ended up being unemployed for about 6 months. And prior to that, I'd followed the Dave Ramsey model of, you know, save up for an emergency. And I had set aside quite a bit of cash for it. And in that window of time of being unemployed, I burned through all of that money just with basic living expenses till getting another job. And I realized, you know, this is not the way to do things. Like you always say, you know, retirement is not a pile of money. Well, neither is unemployment. And I knew I needed to get some income streams going. So I started, you know, trying to educate myself on investing in general, and then finally kind of stumbled across, you know, real estate investing. I didn't discover you nearly as early as I would have liked. So I was doing kind of the podcast thing of, you know, listening to all these other people that are on, you know, basically trying to share information and through podcasts, things like Bigger Pockets, things of that nature. And then, of course, you know, started taking the plunge and taking action in 2017. I ended up buying four rentals, try to get the cash flow up. And towards the end of that year, one of my friends shared your show, this radio show, with me. And so I started listening and then discovered you guys and realized I had been doing it all wrong.
So let's step back here for a second. There's a lot of information there. Let's go. How far did you go down the Dave Ramsey rabbit hole?
Just on, like, I don't know, read one of his books and, you know, basically try to, I never really had any debt from a credit card standpoint, so that message resonated. But I really wasn't trying to be completely debt-free. I was just trying to manage having enough savings for an emergency fund. And you know, one of the statistics that he had said that I thought was valid was once every 10 years, you know, you're going to have a major financial setback, or at least over 80% of Americans or something like that have a major financial setback every 10 years. Well, my thought was I just had mine. I just, you know, lost my job, have no income, but I've got a good chunk of money saved up. But what happens if the next one is on the front end of that decade? And so, you know, I knew I needed to make some adjustments to be in a different place.
Boy, that's an interesting point. Statistics don't really work well when you don't, you know, you think average being average, but it's not really average. It's really, hey, what actually happened? So I like that story. Let's talk about how did it feel? And I'm working with you because you've got an interesting perspective. How did it feel coming out of that, realizing that perspective? And I don't think you have the perspective as deeply as many of these people get hooked up into this Dave Ramsey stuff. But how did it feel when you had to let it go?
Oh, it wasn't really hard, because basically what led me to that was over the 6 month period, as the money started dwindling and I didn't have any more money coming in, it was pretty easy to let go of that model and recognizing like income streams were where it's at. And then when I found your program, you were preaching to the choir. I didn't need to be convinced or sold because I had lived through it. I had experienced it, and I had recognized everything that, you know, David Fisher and guys like Chris Wyatt were saying was right. And then in listening to you on the radio show, I knew you were right too, because, you know, I lived it.
Yeah, you lived the truth. That's great. So let's talk about, for people that are thinking about this, looking into it, it seems to me, and I'm trying to think how to phrase this, well, I'm going to just turn it around backwards and make it easy for me. When I first started Lifestyles, I wouldn't let other people's ideas come into the group. They go, why? Why can't you let all these other speakers come in? I said, because they're going to teach people a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense, it doesn't work. And so now I'm going to reverse it back to you. When you started watching all these other podcasts and listening to all those people, were you able to discern somewhere along the way that some of this stuff was bad, or not until you found us and went through the program?
Oh, no, I didn't realize some of the mistakes that I had made in listening to those other people on the real estate investment side. I started noticing towards the end of the first year of investing, which is when I found you, I started having some of the problems. Like, you know, you teach to go in and fix everything, you know, because if you have to make repairs after that, you really are going to kill your cash flow. Well, I wouldn't take any of my cash flow. I would have to put it into a CapEx account because I was waiting for the next, you know, thing to break or the next problem to have. What really taught the lesson was a water heater went out. When, you know, under your model, I would have gone in and I would replace the water heater before the residents even moved in, and we would have never had a problem. And so then when I sat through the 2 day, you know, every single thing that I was being taught and told, I was living the consequences of not doing it your way. And so I didn't need to be convinced, because I knew I had a real-time, real-world example that your model was correct and other things were not.
That's interesting. What types of things? Just I'm just sharing with the audience just a couple, one or two things that you already explained, that we repair everything up front so we don't have repairs. Is there anything else you can think of that really stuck out to you? You go, boy, but I should have known that one before, you know?
I definitely wasn't as good about making sure I had, like, the right insurance. I mean, let's be honest, like, insurance is boring. Like, nobody wants to pay attention to that or do anything with that. And, you know, one of the things when I was sitting in the class, just realizing, man, I've got to shore up some of these other things that I'm not as knowledgeable about, you know, insurance being one of them. Screening the residents, that was an essential thing that you guys definitely taught me to do way, way better. I got lucky with my first rental property pre-Lifestyles that, you know, I had some people that came in that were, you know, good people and got lucky. And then the rest of it was all under management because I was moving away, because I was doing this out of state. I was in Tennessee at the time. And then I knew when I moved to Texas, I was going to join Lifestyles and come to the events themselves. But I'd say screening, and the emphasis that you guys put on screening residents, as well as making sure your insurance is squared away.
Man, and you hit the nail on the head, man. Fix everything up front so there's nothing to go wrong, and put the right tenant in, and you will just get money in the bank for the rest of the time you own the property, for at least 10 years or so. Brady, how many houses did you buy before you came to Lifestyles?
I bought four.
Four? Okay, good. Very good. Did you use any of the financing techniques that we use?
No. I had a private money lender who loaned me to be able to do, you know, buy a few houses cash. But Considering how much I could have made it much more effective by using hard money lending and some of the different methods that you guys teach, I would have been in a much better spot and been able to get a lot more properties in that window of time.
So what percentage would he lend to you at that?
He would lend to me at 4%.
What percentage of the total price, though?
Oh, 100%.
100%. Wow, we can't beat that. That's a great deal.
No. It was profitable. I just would have been able, if I would have used his money combined with the hard money, I would have been able to get probably three properties for the amount of capital I needed to take down one property.
So did he have a limit on how much he would lend you? It's like,
yes.
Yeah, I'll let you go up to 100 grand, then we stop there or something like that?
It was like that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now we'll flip back, because I'm going back and forth just because people out there, many people have done the same thing you're doing or have done, Brady. They've gone out there and tried to do it on their own, and to some good degree, some degree good, some degree bad. You know how it goes.
Yep.
So as you learn, you get better. Let's talk about the 2 day. It's like drinking water out of a fire hose. I know that. And there's so much to learn that most people have to take it two or three times before they even get all of it. But let's talk about the first time you took it. What were the big aha moments that said, wow, this is completely different than I thought?
So it was definitely a drinking from the water or the fire hose thing. But for me, because I've been investing for the last year and I've been buying properties, I had a lens to view the information through. And so for me, it was just like, you're doing that wrong, you're doing that wrong, you're doing that wrong. And nobody was telling me that because nobody knew my story and what I'd been doing. But right. I knew that. And so I was very aware of the mistakes that I was making. And then you guys provided the solutions for what to do differently. But the biggest eye-opening moment for me was really when I got to see the returns on multifamily. Like, seeing what was possible with apartment complexes was just unreal. And at the time, I mean, people were getting multiple hundreds of percent returns in apartments. So that was what I knew I wanted to transition to from the single family into multifamily.
Yeah. I like the concept that you brought up, because I remember teaching this for 32 years, I have 34 years actually, is that you're giving people information and they're taking out of that information what they can use. Other people's, they take it from the very beginning. I didn't get any of this stuff. Now I have to build building blocks. But one of the things that your conversation just remind me of, and I haven't done seminars very much anymore. I only do them like once a year or twice a year now. But when I did them every month, what always got me was people come up to me every time and say, you were talking to me, weren't you? I deal with your situation. Man, you were just hitting it one and the other and this and that. And the way you talked about my wife, and what's it talking about your wife? You know, just, it's amazing how we are all pretty much the same. You know what I mean? You start bringing these points up and people go, wow, that is just so real. How did you know that, you know, to say that to me? I didn't. I just was telling you what the world is like, and people pick it out. So that's always fun type of a deal. So you like the multifamily. Here's one for you. Because you were pretty leveraged up already. In fact, that's amazing. You came out of Dave Ramsey, went to full leverage, 100% leverage. That's a pretty amazing flip, if you ask me. But in that situation, when we got to the second day and we talked about, because right before you go to multifamily, I talk about the fact that most people only earn about 1% on their net worth. Do you remember that, where we had you take and add up all your income and divide by your net worth, and most people was less than 1%?
Yep.
Did that amaze you, that the entire room of people, there was maybe only one or two people that earned more than 1%?
You know, not really. The concept amazed me, but it wasn't surprising that the people in the room, because of just how lacking financial education is in our country. And so, I mean, that's in essence what you're teaching, is, you know, financial education for people. And that, I think, is one of the big difference makers between your model and something like Dave Ramsey's model, is you're going to stay in that spot at under 1% if you follow his advice. And if you would like to get out of that, then you have to do something different. And that's exactly what you're teaching.
Good point. Very good point. Because you're right. If you just follow that model, you have a linear growth pattern that will never take you any higher than 1% return. It just can't. In fact, if you buy a rent house and pay cash for it, and you get a normal profitable purchase on a rent house, it pays about 5 or 6%. And one of the examples I used to do was, here's the first deal I purchased. The broker made me do it. I was scared to death, but I made 132% return. And over a 10-year period of time, I let the mortgage pay down. And as I did, the leverage went away. And as the leverage went away, it went all the way down to a 9% return. So I messed up a great return. All right, well, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with Brady Holt and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Brady Holt. And Brady done some real estate investing before he came in. Then he learned some new techniques. But also, Brady, you said that you were very interested in the multifamily aspect of what we do. Share with us what got you excited about the multifamily part.
Just the unbelievable returns. That was just mind-boggling. I didn't realize people could make returns that 200-400% on an investment in that window of time was just, you know, remarkable.
And when you saw that and then you became interested, take us through, walk us through, if you can, your mental shift on what you wanted to do from that point forward.
So I mean, you guys, you know, share that message so well of being able to do it passively is just, that's the biggest draw, right? Because when you're in the trenches, so to speak, with single family, it's definitely more involvement. Like, I was very involved, not knowing you guys' model. I was having to go to the properties, and I'm not very skilled or handy, so I didn't do too much work in terms of it, but I still had to go and manage contractors and do all these different things to try to make sure people showed up and showing the property only to be stood up, you know, by people that schedule with you when you're trying to get a renter and just different things. It was very time intensive. I had just had my first, or my wife had just had my first son, so I had a little one that I would much rather be spending time with than having to go manage these properties, especially in an inefficient way. And so, you know, what the opportunity that you provide in your organization to educate people and connect people to be a part of these deals was super appealing, because I just wanted my time back and I wanted to be able to generate the income.
So the natural progression of a real estate investor, I'm walking people through this, is that you go out there and you find you want to buy, you want some rental income. So you go buy a rent house and you manage it and you do it wrong and it eats up a lot of your time and costs you money that you didn't know was going to cost you. You didn't put all the money into the rehab up front where it doesn't come out of your pocket. It comes out of the mortgage, you know, all the things that make the mistake. And then they go, okay, well, I get a little better. I get a little smarter at that. Even if you come to ours program, now you know how to do it right. So you learn then to manage them in a much more efficient, effective way. So it's less amount of your time. But then you go, wow, I can, instead of having 20 houses, I had 106 at my peak, but instead of having 20 houses, I can own one apartment complex. And I only have one phone call to make, you know, to the manager. Hey, how we doing? I don't have to go over there every day. I've got, you know, people that do everything. Whatever size that is that you can actually get to that, I think it's around 40 units. But before that, there's a lot of economics of scale that you know, you go see your property once and you're seeing 20 or 30 units all at the same time, et cetera. So, again, what I'm getting to is I'm walking people through, Brady, how you realize that there is a way to compress the time needed to do this, because you brought the point up, and I think it's a valid point for someone brand new. They're going to get into this and do it wrong and feel how much time it takes in their life to do it until you learn to do it right. Then you get to the point where you have an apartment complex of enough size that you have a manager and maintenance staff, and you don't even go over there. There's nothing to do anymore except look for more deals and buy more deals. And or your, you know, yearly maintenance interview with your mortgage guy and maybe, you know, your tax guy and, you know, if you lose a manager, interviewing a new manager, whatever, you know. But the time is very compressed for the amount of money you can make in the amount of time. And then one day you get into a passive deal and do nothing. It's like, wait a minute, why am I making the same amount of money that I made without being in a passive deal? And if you happen to get lucky and you hit the great ones like you're talking about, there are deals that made 100, 200, 300% rate of return. It's unbelievable. I've seen it. And when you hit one of those and you don't do anything, You just invested with someone else. I think you become very spoiled. You start to expect that money's easy. Anybody can make money. You don't realize that these guys are really, really good. And the way they did the deal was well done. You know, I'm trying to say two things. You got one thing is you got really smart people doing it. Number two, you've got deals done by a model that has worked, you know, remarkably well. So at that point, did you go back and buy more single families? Because I see here on your syllabus here, you've got seven of them now. You've had as many as 12. Talk to us about how you rearranged your portfolio once you knew this stuff.
So the big difference that I've found with my experiences on multifamily versus single family is the velocity of the cash flow. And so for me, I got into real estate investing to replace my income. So I really needed the cash flow. And once I joined Lifestyles, I immediately, after sitting through the first 2 days, became a PIG member and upgraded my membership and started down that journey of networking and meeting with leads and going to the expo and going to different, all the events that you guys provide. They're just such wonderful opportunities to meet like-minded people, as well as people that are trying to do the things that you want to be involved in. And so I spent a couple of years, deploying my capital, selling off single family houses in Tennessee and rolling that into apartment complexes. But while the capital gains on the apartment complexes is definitely the best part, I needed some more immediate cash flow. And the great part about single family is that the cash flow can be as quick as 6 weeks. Versus when you're doing an apartment deal, I mean, it takes 90 days to close an apartment complex. You know, you've put in your capital, but the deal just moves so much more slowly. And that's not necessarily a bad thing unless you're in my position where you need the cash flow much more quickly. And so I found I needed to play in both sandboxes where I needed some cash flow to, you know, pay bills and things of that nature, but also needed those long-term capital gains to prepare for the future and really grow the capital.
So how did you come up with the money to do both at the same time? Since you, like you said, did you go back and get your job back or another job, or how did it work?
I ended up getting another job for sure. And then that, you know, I had that income, you know, working for me in one level, but you start, you know, rolling the capital over. You know, it's like, okay, the first four investments that I made in Tennessee, well, once I left the state, I started selling each of those. So each one that I would sell, you know, you always teach real estate's very forgiving. Well, even though I did it all wrong, I still came out on top and made money. And then I just took that capital and started putting it into apartment complexes. But then once that money was deployed, some of those apartment complexes ended up, you know, paying back out. They would sell or do a cash out refinance. And because I couldn't wait for the income and cash flow off of some of those complexes, I started going back into single family. And so I would find a balance between sometimes something would sell and I would buy more houses, and other times something would sell and I'd roll that money into, you know, another apartment complex. If I found a lead I really liked, you know, I would reinvest with them. So it just depended on the situation at the time.
What type of friendships have you made out of doing this?
You know, one of the greatest things about Lifestyles is definitely the membership. I mean, people are so very willing and eager to help you out if you're taking action and following the roadmap and doing the necessary things. And I always was. And so I've definitely made some friends. And, you know, when you go to events, you look forward to seeing people that you know and some people you invest with and just getting to interact with them and you know, find out what they know about different things. I mean, it's just a very generous and just wonderful group to be a part of.
You said you went to the expo. Did you go on the bus tour?
Yes, sir.
Were you amazed how nice those deals were?
Oh, amazing. Yes, it was awesome. And then getting to see the excitement of the people on the bus, too, that were invested in some of the deals and just how, you know, ecstatic they were getting to walk the property and, you know, see where their money was going and then just the returns and everything like that. It was, you know, it speaks for itself.
Did you happen to go to the lead investor, passive investor mixer where you can go meet and greet these guys, gals?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Did it blow your mind? Because to me, I'm the one putting the thing on. It still blows my mind. We have so many leads that we sell spots for them in this mixer. They buy a table where they can put out all their stuff and show what they do. And we sold 250 tables. We do sell 250 tables every year. And that's they're sold out every time. And you walk in that door and see 250 different tables filled with investors. It blows my mind. What did you think when you saw it?
Oh, it was wild. I mean, you know, I was kind of caught up in trying to figure out what's the most efficient and best way for me to navigate this tiger shark feeding frenzy is what I was calling it, just because so many people were swarming the leads and there was just so many different people going in different directions. And you guys have done a phenomenal job of trying to organize it and help facilitate it. And it still is just wild because, you know, there's so much energy behind it.
So, yeah, we doubled the size of the room so there was more room between tables, right? So each guy could have more people stand around him without it being, you know, crowded. The second thing is we put them in order of states. In other words, here's the East Coast, Mid-Texas, West Coast-type properties and owners. So you could pick what part of the country you wanted to go see and talk to. And then we have the mixer lunch where you could go in and they actually have the table from each city where there's properties. And you could go sit down at that table and talk to the people from that city. Just we try to do it all. But we've got here a situation where you are still working, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about what you do. Are you still into strength and conditioning?
Yes, sir.
Who do you work for? What do you do?
I work currently for the Air Force.
Oh, great, great. So have you been there long enough, or will you be there long enough to get a pension, or is that just a short-term gig for you?
No, unfortunately, I'm a contractor, and so the pension thing isn't really an option. But, once you get financially educated, your attitude towards something like a pension changes to where, you know, now, because of the success that I've had in investing, I would rather have that ball in my court. And, you know, there's just no pension can match what real estate investing provides. Maybe pensions back in the day, a few decades back, were good. But, I mean, I can get better returns on one rental property than I would be able to get paid out on a pension. And so I just have learned that I just need to buy more properties if I would like to have more money.
That's a good point. And you don't have to work there 20 years to get it. I mean, you work there 20 years, you get a pension. It's equal to one investment. And you go, why did I do that when 2.5 years after I started buying houses, I was able to retire? I guess building your own pension is quicker and better.
Yes, sir.
When you look at where you're at right now, how do you see the future?
Oh, very, very optimistic about it because there's just so many different options. You know, I talked about the option, you know, and the benefits of single family and the option benefits of multifamily. And, you know, one of the things that I've shared a couple times I've been speaker at the case study has just been the ability to like formulate a 5-year plan. Because prior to getting into real estate investing, you know, I would try to educate myself with different books and people would talk about, you know, mapping out your success and having a 5-year plan. And in the realm that I was in prior to working for the military, I was in college athletics, and you really couldn't formulate a 5-year plan with that. And now having the ability to plan things out and look into the future and, you know, prepare and get things together, it's just such a better way of looking forward versus hoping that you can get a better job to, you know, change your quality of life.
Did you ever put together in your mind that investing the way we do it is kind of like fitness? You're building
something? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, you know, do a little bit here and get obtain great results, long-term results, by doing a little bit up front. So it's you work up front to benefit from it for a long period of time. Well, I want to appreciate you for coming on and sharing your story, Brady. And for the rest of you out there, remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.